The frightening, alarming, real-life tale show firmly sides in evidence-based information, self-fact-checking, and credible news sources. Be vigilant for fake news and disinformation, and always question sources. We want to emphasize learning about the horrors of the past so that we are not doomed to repeat it in the future. We encourage you to exercise your right as a citizen of your country, hold your leaders accountable for injustices that your society faces, and vote for leaders that have a good track record, experience, and advocacies that you believe in. You are never too young to participate in national discourse. Educate yourself on the issues of your country and become a voice in your social circles, art, and activities. Your voice matters because when one person stands, you inspire others to stand up as well. The frightening, alarming real-life tale show deals with some pretty heavy topics that are related to true crime and supernatural stories. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It's also on stream. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, damn. Yeah, I get it.
It's messing it up. I'm so sorry, everyone.
How about you bark? Bark back at the dog? Yeah. Bark, bark!
Alam mo ang sabi na na, ano, chika ko lang. Alam mo ang sabi na na Kevin. Like, me and Kevin hang out, we play Valorant and whatever. Like, sometimes the guys mm-hmm. will be, putang ina, that dog, like it's so lucky I'm not there because it's gonna be Menudo later on. It keeps barking. I'm like, eh.
Not the doo-doo.
Menudo. Menudo. Anyways.
Alright. Are you ready?
It's recording.
Yeah.
Good. The dog is just barking. Don't mind it.
Yeah. Wait, give me a second because I wanna change something in my there. Para hindi ko ma-edit yung document natin. Okay. Here we go. Ready in 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the frightening, alarming, real-life tale show. We will be recording the next 2 episodes on my Twitch page. Whoa.
Wow.
This is the frightening, alarming, real-life tales show.
The show where we talk about real-life scariest stories. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Ninya. Tell me, why do you seem so scared?
909 lying down dead. 1/3 of them were children.
She would swoop down and drain the blood of the infant.
Everyone in London knows that this place is one of the most haunted places.
It's haunted as fuck.
This place is haunted as fuck. God.
So sit back, relax, and try to go crazy with fright.
Hello, and welcome to an episode of the Frightening, Alarming Real Life Tale Show. So we are actually recording this episode on my Twitch page, which is twitch.tv/theandrewtops. Gonna put in that plug, that little plug there. hi, Nins. I'm here with my co-host.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, everyone. How is everyone?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Hi.
Well, we're all doing good, and I'm pretty sure live the chat is also doing pretty good. But anyway, we haven't recorded in a while. We recorded the first 2 episodes of the season, and then we kind of took a break, and then it's only today that we started recording again. I know you're trying to like. Yeah, I know you're trying to like minimize the reaction so I can like cut it out of the podcast, but you know it's inevitable. You live somewhere far, far away from me, and I cannot cook those dogs.
We cannot control. What?
So anyway,
as my friend mm-hmm. says, menudo. Mm-hmm.
What? As what?
What?
What? Oh my lord. anyway, we're going to be playing a game and I'm pretty sure a lot of people here on like a lot of the people who listen to the show know this very very famous game. It's called Fact or Fic. So for those of you who don't know what Fact or Fic is, it is a game where Ninya guesses whether this thing that, this summary or synopsis that I give her is true or false. So, it could, the fact, of course, is obviously real, but the fic can, or the false thing can actually come from a book, a song, a movie, or, you know, whatever. So, Nins, are you ready to play Fact or Fic?
Yes.
Wow, that was so quick.
Yeah.
You answered me so quick.
Let's play.
She is ready.
I am ready.
She is ready.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know you're viewing the document, okay? So don't don't look at the document right now because when I highlight
Control
something,
A, I can eat.
Yeah, you will see the answer. Do not do that.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to look away from the document now. I'm like in front of the document.
Please minimize the document right now.
I'm looking at your stream right now. I'm on your
stream. Okay, good. Okay, so this is the first question. Is this a fact or a fic?
Neither.
After a year of the murder of her mother, a teenage girl is terrorized by a masked killer who targets her and its victims using scary movies as part of the process. Is this fact or fic?
We've watched this. This was part of like the movie night thingy natin, like a few seasons back. This is fiction. 100%.
You are. Correct! Okay, if the dog can shut up, can you guess what fiction it is?
I think I shouldn't be on the stream because I'm reading the chat.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
I think Johannesburg, like, audience effect. Yeah, Johannesburg is saying it's Scream.
It's Scream.
And I think it is Scream.
All right, yeah, you got that right.
I should go look away from the chat now.
You should look away from the chat.
I should look away from the chat now.
All right.
I'm, like, looking at it. I'm like, I should not watch this chat.
All right. Next question. Is this fact or fic? A man, a widower, journeys to a town in the middle of nowhere after he receives a letter from his dead wife telling him that she's waiting for him there. Is this fact or fic?
Okay, I'm gonna look away from the chat right now because the chat is still on. And I love how Tirso is like, the dog is screaming back. Something. I'm not looking at it right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you better.
It sounds like I know, what's it called? Like, it's all like a lot of layers to like ghost your husband. Like, I don't remember if you said like he's a widower, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
yeah,
his
yeah.
wife died.
Yeah, the wife
so,
died.
So like, did he fake the death? Yeah, and then like suddenly like, hey, so like.
I'm still alive.
You wanna see me again? What the fuck? this is a joke for sure. This is fiction.
This is fiction. You think it's fiction?
This is fiction.
All right. Before
yeah,
I
like,
reveal,
this is a joke, 100%. Okay.
For extra points, can you guess if it's fiction? Can you guess what fiction it is?
No, I don't think so. I think this is something you made up.
Something I made up? Wow. You really think I have that creativity?
Yeah, you do. You're very creative.
All right.
A lot of choice.
You are... correct!
Yes.
So this is actually the synopsis of Silent Hill 2, the video game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Okay. And, I see where it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see it now? All right. This is the last fact or fic.
All right.
This is the last fact or fic for the episode. Is all this right. Fact or fic? I love how the dog is singing along. A Milwaukee neighborhood is terrorized and its people barricade themselves in a local shopping mall for safety. Is this fact or fic?
Oh, this could be a movie, 100%. This is like a plot to a movie for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like you didn't say like if it's zombies or what, but like a part of me he's like, this is a zombie movie for sure. So I'm gonna say fiction.
Okay, what? Okay, you say it's a zombie film. What do you think it is?
I don't remember what. Like, there's like a shit ton of zombie films that did that. Not like, oh, they barricaded themselves inside a mall.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't know. Like, it could be any. So I can't say which one. But like, I know it's fiction. It sounds so much like fiction.
You think it's fiction? All right. Well, you are correct. Yes, today's fact or fic was actually all fics. Okay, and the
wait, lang, so what?
Yeah.
What movie or game? Ano yan?
Well, like the movie is actually Dawn of the Living Dead. Dawn of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Dawn of the Dead. I think it's Dawn of the Dead. Okay. I don't think there's living in it. All right.
I don't remember. Okay.
So, with that, thank you so much for playing. Sorry. Thank you so much for playing Factor Fic.
You're welcome. Of course, I love this game. I think everyone loves this game too. It's super fun.
I'm pretty sure everybody in chat misses that game.
It's a great.
Yeah, it's a big staple of you know, of farts. Look at your notes.
Oh, sorry. Can I look at my notes now?
Yes, you can look at your notes now. Like, you can look at your... Wow, we are content creators. Professional.
It says, banter, factor, fig, nins. I'm gonna read this now. So, what? Like, okay. Well, like, since we're talking about fiction and stuff,
yeah.
Right? We've talked about, like, oh, if, like, zombie apocalypse, blardy, blardy, blardy.
Yes.
What about ghosts, though? If we were ghosts, I think we've talked about this before, like, privately. Now, like, if we were ghosts, like, we would absolutely haunt people, right?
Yeah, of course. Like, totally.
Who do you haunt, though? Who would you haunt?
Who?
Who?
Well,
like, the first few people that you haunt.
Well,
like,
personally, I would haunt the people who wronged me in my life.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you?
I'd rather, like, enjoy messing with people that I know and love. Because I'm an asshole.
Oh, are you gonna be like a Phasmophobia type of like ghost? You know, when you die in Phasmo?
Oh, they haunt their friends and stuff, diba?
Yeah.
It's a Phasmo.
Yeah.
Well, most likely.
Like, I'll just move this most cup. No, but like, if we were ghosts though, like, what would be our tactic of scaring people? Like, together, you know, as a duo.
Together.
Yeah. Like, of course we're gonna be ghosts. Mm. Of course we're gonna be scaring people.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Like, how?
As a duo.
Yeah, well, as a duo.
As a duo. I think, like, it depends on, like, who our victims would be, in my opinion. Like, we would, like, change it up every time. And, like, oh, this guy is here. Like, hey, I know you're scared of, like, spiders. Let's make a creepy spider and a, like, shadow silhouette just following him everywhere. Or some shit like that.
I feel like we would need to have weekly meetings.
So, sino mag-visit ng bahay ngayon? Like, we have a guest list.
Yeah, we're gonna
okay,
be like...
Okay, I heard okay. The, like, see...
Okay, Nins, at this exact yes. time, play the bell. Okay? That bell.
All right, I got you. Okay,
and then
okay.
when it comes to that time, gonna be like, Nins, oh. play the bell. Play the freaking
oh,
bell.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Oh, sorry. Close play the bell.
Wait.
Sorry.
Let me check my notes. It says here, banter... And then Nins
play the bell.
Oh play yeah, that's
bell.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like yeah, we would. Yeah. I feel like we would have like frequent meetings about how to haunt people, and then.
Oh yeah, and then like we would change it up.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Because of course we love variety. Oh. We stan. Creativity in this house. We love switching it up from time to time, you know? Mm-hmm. We can't be yes. too predictable. We gotta be, whoa, you know. For those of you listening, I literally just moved my body.
I literally just saw it. It's so, it's so funny. Because like the stream is delayed. We're like it's
yeah. All right. So speaking of duos, you know, me and Nins, we are an iconic horror duo. We are bringing this topic back. We are going to be talking about famous duos that have scared people in the world. Yeah. So when we come back,
yeah.
Nins will have a story. Do you want to give them a hint on what it is?
I'm, like, straight up, though, like, I'm so sorry, because this is gonna be, like, I know you guys, like, for the people on Twitch, like, you do can read the content warning, and for, like, people listening to the show, like, there is a content warning at
yep.
the start,
yep.
tama ba,
yes,
on the start
yes,
of the
course.
Show itself. So, what I'm gonna be talking about is, like, insanely recent. This happened, just this year, on February.
What?
Yeah. Like, I looked at the date.
Legit?
For, like, when it happened. Yeah, legit.
Like, Feb?
Bro, like, holy shit. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
damn.
Let me open the article again. So, this was written, ang article na I'm reading at February.
Wait. We're just giving a...
I know.
Okay, I thought you were gonna start.
It's just February 3. No, it's just February 3. And then,
yeah.
like, it just happened. Like, the whole thing just dropped. So, yeah.
All right, so this just dropped. Okay. Thank you so much for that. We will be right back after this break. And welcome back. Nins.
Yes.
I actually I don't remember what theme songs we used. In episode one and two, did we use the old one?
So just,
yeah.
just play whatever.
You know what? I'm gonna play
like
whatever.
Playing.
I'm gonna play whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently it's the old one.
Okay. One talks about a murder, that one wails about a ghost, and will Nina read them? Yes, indeed. Now something for your ear holds, a tale to scare. Searching here and there and everywhere, crying stories, Nina, please, can't you read them? Oh, yes, she does. It's does. Not do, does.
Hello, Nins. You've got your story, and
Hi.
Apparently we were using the old theme songs. Oh yeah, that's right.
That's
because
fun.
I remembered like it's allowed as long as it's a parody. So you know, this is technically called
okay,
this is
we're
technically
good.
A parody. So we are allowed to use these songs. All right, go ahead, tell your story.
So, this story is about two elderly duos. From Jakarta. So, as per tradition, we're butchering names. So, if I'm pronouncing anything incorrectly, I'm so sorry. There's two. These people were serial killers. The first guy name is Wanwan Irwan, and then the other one, his name was Solihini Song Hin, or also known as Dulho. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna, from now on, I'm just gonna say Won and Soo, Soli. Kind of like, that's like the thing I can pronounce. Make it a shortcut. So, two men in their 60s, they were accused of killing at least 9 people in West Java. They were like asked by police on like what happened because like, they got caught and so on. So,
pause you there for a second. Are they lovers, yes, or are they friends?
I think they're based on like understanding ko, they seem like relatives sila.
Oh.
Like I can't specifically say like siblings sila or what. Because like some of the stories are like a little confusing. But as far as I am understanding, relatives sila. Like brothers sila, I think, or something like that. Like cause like okay, I'm gonna like spoil it na ha. Like the people that they've murdered is like family members. So like 7 of the 9 was from one's family, and then 2 women I think were from like someone else, and then like what's his name? Soli. I think ang alam ko, he was the one who murdered his own kid. I'll read the article in a second. But like it's insane. Na like as far as I understand ha, like they're relatives. Because like I think this is like translated lang na article that I'm reading. Because this is Jakarta na ano. So I don't know if like the translation is like accurate or what. So if you're interested in reading the story itself, we usually post the stories and so on sa ano sa Facebook page.
No, we don't.
We have a Facebook group.
No, we don't.
Shh. We have a Facebook group. That we try our best to maintain, and we post memes and dumb
best
shit.
And by try our best, she means never.
Ninya sending random stupid memes.
Yeah, it's literally just Ninya sending memes on the group. And nobody's even reacting. She's just scrolling on her Twitter, not Twitter, Facebook timeline, and then Facebook, like whatever the algorithm gives her, which is she has a really weird algorithm. Share. And then she just shares it.
I know. Yes. So we have a Facebook group. That's it. Okay, we will try our best. That's
sure.
It. And I'll start in again.
Sure.
Then we'll drop that there. So, I'm gonna read it again, okay? So, these two men were accused of killing at least 9 people in West Java. I made a mistake. It's not Solihin that murdered his son. It was Wonwon.
Okay.
So, this is like his reason for killing his son, which was like super fucked up. So, like, I quote, "The boy was such a crybaby. He cried every hour, every second that it felt unpleasant for my neighbors." So that's what he said when he was doing like a press release with the police headquarters and like some people, which is like, so how he did it was he took his hands on the, I don't know on how old the kid is because it's not stated, but like he took his hand on the kid's neck and then no more air, and then he buried the body at his home. So he didn't say when exactly the whole murder was carried out. So, there was also, like, 2 women who the police said have been tricked into believing that the 2 guys, si Won at si Sol, that they have, like, some supernatural ability to multiply money. So, like, they got scammed by these 2 old men. And then, like, the 2 women was like, okay. And then, like, they got murdered after surrendering cash to them. So basically, they gave the old men money. Because, like, they're like, oh, look, we can multiply money by magic or something. And then they're like, oh, shit. I don't know. It's like, girl, like, holy shit. Like, I was reading this. I'm like, are you okay?
What is this, you're a pyramid scheme?
And then, like, but worse, you get murdered.
Give us money. Like, we'll kill you.
Like, so
why don't you take this deal? It's a sweet offer.
We'll multiply. You give us money and we murder you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, apparently, like, Wonwon's murderous behavior was, like, known to, like, his side of the family. Like, they're aware at some point that, like, oh, he's, like, offing people. So, like, at least three now of the victims, the one, was killed by poisoned coffee. Which is, like, I'm sorry, but...
Okay, what?
You like, imagine having, like, a normal day, having, like, breakfast mo and then having a sip of your coffee and then like bam, it's poison. Like, oh, excuse me,
what in Lady Gaga paparazzi is this murder?
I don't know. Like, so like in the same news conference, si Solin, like he actually claimed that he's been ordered to murder like the mother-in-law ni Wonwon and ang wife ni Wonwon at the same day. Whoa. Sometime last what? year.
And then
so like they've been like going on about it for like probably at least a year. So like the mother-in-law, her name is Noneng Suryati.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently si Solin, he they did the deed with si ano, si Noneng. Noneng is so sorry with the names. Solin and Noneng did the deed.
Yeah.
They shared the same bed. And then after that, apparently, Solin was like, all right, I'm done. You're done. Done. Like, go to sleep permanently. So, so that happened. So, like, a few hours later, now, si Win... I don't know. It's real weird. Like, this story, like, I chose this story because it's, like, so everywhere. Because I think the reason why it's so everywhere is because of the translation. But at the same time, it's, like, what the hell? Like,
yeah.
Anyway, diba? So, afterwards, like, when the mother-in-law was gone, like, gone, si Won, arrived and then strangled like the wife ni Won, which is like, and then like they buried the mother and daughter were buried at the same hole at Solin's house.
Okay.
Like, they just like, okay, you're gone, like, all right, since like we have, I don't know, like just the one hole, we go bury both of you in there. All right, bye.
Is there one person in their family they didn't kill?
I don't know. Like, here's the like statement for like one of the statements of police was like, police said Wonwon had married at least 6 times and killed 3 of his wives. So it's very like Black Widow-esque, like the murderer, like, you know, that woman.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm like, if you're like being courted by this guy, like, would you not question like what happened to his other wives? I'm like, bro. Married 6 times, half of them were like off. Excuse me.
Damn.
Anyway, so like they got like arrested when the police discovered that like the wife, the substance. I'm not gonna read the names. My God, names are like really bad for me. Basically, died from poisoned coffee at a boarding house on January 12th. So,
okay.
All the three Dao eventually died at the hospital, while apparently he has a 5-year-old daughter that survived the attempted murder. So, it was probably the 5-year-old that said stuff about it.
Wait, the 5-year
and then, like,
the
5 years later,
old child, stepson,
survived. The daughter survived, the 5-year-old survived. And then, okay, like, 2 months later, 2 months earlier, that's when the son, the one that, like, I mentioned at the very first,
yeah,
like, got off as well. So, apparently, like, they later on, like, they were found out that, like, they had a friend who was in on the whole, like, offing deals. His name was D, I think. Wait, no. Yeah, D, which was another suspect. like they also like helped the two guys, not like with all the murder, which was like, again, it's all insane. And then like reading this article, like police later on learned that like he ordered like his other wife to be off by like what's his name, Solin.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're like all just ordering each other to like, hey, so like, can you off my family member, basically. So yun, like the ending the article states that like apparently like all three of them are charged with premeditated murders, and duh, that they carry the death sentence.
Because in Indonesia, right, like that's still a thing.
Yeah like it's so insane, like I said, like there's like two of them, and like they're like,
how
can
old
you like
are they?
You know, get rid
old?
Of this 60 let me scroll up. It doesn't say specifically how old, but it's like two men in their 60s.
Damn.
That's
so
all.
That's been going on.
So
for
see,
like,
yeah,
majority of their life.
See one.
Yeah.
See Won was age 65, 60 upon arrest.
Yeah.
And then see Solihini was apparently is 65. So 60 and 65.
There's so many questions. Like, first of all, what was the reason?
Like, they never really gave a reason, though. Some of them, like, some... There was one reason here, Sanayan. Let me scroll up again. Like, with the mom, I think... here, I'll read this from the article. Because, again, I think it's a translation that keeps making it confusing. Solihini said Won was accused his wife of cheating on him, so he wanted the two women to be killed. So that's the reason why. Now, like, the two of them, which is, like, at the same time, it doesn't, like, explain, like, why a mother-in-law gets killed, too. We're like, okay.
Is this Shakira? Now, does he think he's Shakira? Okay, because
like,
the coffee that's very
one.
Paparazzi.
I
the
know.
The this part where like he thinks, oh, my wife is cheating on me, and then like the mother-in-law is an accomplice. Like that's very Shakira. Like,
there's also like, here's the thing that like I was like scrolling, like reading,
yeah.
like I don't know if like they're like super aware or what, because like according to here, I'll quote this half. I quote, according to the police, Won had managed to convince his accomplices that there was a powerful figure with magic powers named Aki Manyu, who instructed all the murders. It's actually a fictional character invented by Won by changing his voice when speaking to Solihini and Didi over telephone, police said. Which is like, I'm sorry, what?
What? Okay, like... Uh-uh. The more you're telling the story, the more
confusing
it gets, and the
insane.
Like the more insane it gets. Like, what the hell? And you tell tell me this has been going on for years, and then they were only caught.
I think
like recently.
I think recently lang sila na caught, and then like recent lang din sila like na charged talaga. Because this article was released on February 3, 2023
yeah.
at 5:19, so like
wow, even
think,
the time
like,
she
the
had
final
the time.
Verdict yeah I have the time I mean I have the article up
yeah
like I think like this was after like na officially like na confirmed our story na like what exactly happened na when police investigators are done with all the like whatever, so yun.
Damn,
it's insane. This is my story.
It's insane. I mean,
yeah.
I okay, I realize how messed
like,
up.
Like, even the dogs can't say anything.
Yeah, even the dogs are speechless. Like, I know it's messed up that I did the clap after you telling that story, but I don't know how to break this. I don't know how to break the tension, okay?
Because there's no exact, what's it called? Like,
yeah.
Breaking off the tension. Because, like, it's insane. Like, that's just straight up insanity. ang ano, ang like what happened and like the reasons and such, because like, it doesn't make sense.
It's so weird.
But then, like,
but you know, I'm glad. Well, I'm not glad. I'm actually like super disturbed that ever came to that. I'm just like relieved that they were finally caught, and then like their terrors are done. Like,
yeah, like they finally got caught after like God knows how long.
And I hope,
can you imagine?
I hope they rot. Like, I hope they rot, because that's just awful.
Saints.
But Saints. You know,
like insane.
If I was the son, I would have immediately like just reported it right away.
Like, here's the thing, hindi ko din maintindihan if the daughter, the 5-year-old, like was asked about the case, so are you okay, can you tell us what happened, blah blah blah,
yeah.
I don't know.
Can
so that's another
can 5-year-olds
thing
talk?
Questionable.
Can 5-year-olds can
some
talk?
Some can.
Right?
Yeah. Some can like say phrases and words.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure like
they can talk now, right? That's like a speaking age.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a speaking age.
Well, you know, shitty people, you know, fuck around and find out. That's literally what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my story.
All right, and it's my turn to tell the story.
There's a story for you. And
this hand. That theme song never fails to make me dance. I love that theme song. I miss it so much. Okay, so my story, I actually came across this while I was, you know, like looking for, you know, obviously I was looking for a topic, right? Not topic. I was looking for a story based off of the topic that we decided. Wow, such thucky keyboards.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Obviously it's you. So,
sorry, nag-message ang teacher ko and she's like, I get that you guys are stressed. We're moving the end of like the, ano. So hanggang like next week Sunday na lang ang ano ang deadline.
All right. Well, congrats.
So I'm like, yes, I love how like she's like, I love her so much because like when she chats, she's like, good evening, mortal. So I'm like, yes, ma'am, ma'am. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Okay.
It's very.
Let
funny.
Me clear my throat just a sec. Okay, so I came across this article while I was looking for a story. This is a really old article. It's actually like an archive from the New York Times about how these two sisters in Mexico were guilty of murdering 80 people.
Jeez.
And I was like, okay. Oh my God, what?
BC.
This is perfect. This is perfect for the story. This is perfect for the topic. So these two sisters, named Delfina and Maria de Jesus Gonzalez, were apparently running a brothel. Do you know what a brothel is, Nins?
Yes.
Yeah, like it's
where you get undone.
Yeah, where people go in and you know, like, you know, like. I didn't want to get banned on Twitch. Okay, I don't want to get banned on Twitch. So no, I'm trying to be.
I get it. But like the sound effects, though.
I'm trying to be, you know, clean. Okay, I'm trying to make this
I get it.
So censored as
that's
possible.
Fine.
So, apparently these two sisters were running a brothel, and they would take girls, right? Girls. Mm-hmm. And force them to work at the brothel, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So in the 1930s, Delfina opened a brothel. She was inspired by her older sister, who opened a canteen. Like, I don't know how she got from brothel to, like, from canteen, like a carinderia to a brothel. But for some reason, she thought that a brothel would make more money. Okay. And, you know, because during that time, that area didn't have a place or a lot of places where you could, like, you know, do that. Because, A, it was illegal in mm-hmm. where she was.
Oh, which is fair. Yeah. Understandable.
And, B, she opened it there because there weren't a lot of police and military in the area. So, it was, like, harder to get spotted.
Okay.
Yeah, so... She was like, okay, this is perfect. Like, I won't get caught. And then she opens it. And then guess who were her main customers?
Police.
Yep. Police, law enforcement, and military. Yes. So literally, these people would go to this quaint little town of El Salto and, like, you know, like, go there. And then go to the brothel and do brothel stuff. Whatever you do in brothels. You know, like, I don't know. Like,
have business.
Play board games or, I don't know, like. Play Magic the Gathering.
Play Magic. Yeah. Nice.
So after a while, like, the law caught on to, like, what was happening in the brothel or in the canteen.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, did I tell you that the brothel is disguised as a canteen?
No, what? Because I understand it as, like, she opened the canteen and the brothel.
Yeah.
That's how I understood it. Okay, sorry.
So it's like,
So it's one spot.
Yes. Yes. It's a place where people can eat literal food and figurative food. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. During that time, the law caught on to whatever they were doing. And so Delfina decided to recruit her sister Maria into the whole thing. Well, technically, the whole sister thing, because there were four sisters, like, all of them worked at the brothel as different positions, like different administrative positions. But we're just gonna focus on Maria and Delfina because they were the ones who got caught.
Okay.
So after after the military and all the police and all of them, like, caught on to what was happening in the hometown in El Salto, they moved to a different town. And when they moved to the new town, where this brothel work was actually legal, so they didn't have to hide it. Their business, I guess, their business actually boomed.
Their business boomed?
Yes. So they got a lot of money, and because of that, greed, blinded their whole...
Blinded them.
Yeah, so...
Business.
Soon after, like, people would come into the place and they were like, okay, we need more workers. And so they began abducting girls and turning them into slaves.
Okay,
catch this. Catch this. Okay, so when these girls...
So kidnapping.
Yes.
Okay.
When these girls turned 25, they were apparently... quote-unquote ugly in the sister's eyes. So they would be sent away to a verdugo, like a Spanish torturer, and they would not be given food, and then they would be like...
So they're starved, basically.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, censor it. They would be unalived.
Damn.
Unalived, alive. If you get what I mean.
Uh-oh.
So some of them would be buried alive. They would be either buried alive or thrown off of a rooftop. That is so messed up. And then apparently, the sisters had a rule where, because actually the sisters grew very religiously, right? So to them, any forms of touch, kiss, and, like, you know, all that shebang was
activity.
Yeah, all those types of activities taboo. Were not allowed because to them that's
a... Wait, lang, sorry. And then they run a brothel.
That's not allowed because apparently that's a sin because you're committing adultery. Uh-huh. But if you were like just, you know, put it in, put it out, yeah. You know, 1, 2, buckle my shoe. Like if that okay. If it's that, like, it's allowed because that's purely quote unquote business.
That's just stupid, but all right.
Yeah, I know it's stupid. So if anyone was caught, they would be sent to punishment. They would be sent to the verdugo. And then eventually this turned into, like, I think they became jaded with the punishments, and then they just started, like, hurting the workers.
The girls.
Yeah, the girls. Okay. Like, I don't want to call them workers because they were forced to work. So that's, you know, a slave.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they would just be hurt for no reason. And then another rule is you cannot get pregnant. Pregnant. You can't get pregnant because if you were
pregnant,
yeah. If you were pregnant, you would be, you know, unalived.
Jesus. Okay.
Okay. Here's what's messed up about this is sometimes apparently the mothers would be allowed to give birth, right? Like, you know, they would give birth, and then. Mm-hmm. And then right after they give birth, mm-hmm. both the mother and the child would be unalived.
What the hell?
I know. Okay, so I saw in another article, because I was like, I was deep into this hole, right? And some accounts mm-hmm. or some articles say that they would apparently also kill the clients and steal their money.
Okay.
I mean. Like, how much money do you need? How much money do you need?
Are they in debt? Is that are they in debt, or they just want more money?
Nothing in the records, nothing in all of the articles that I read talked about how they were in debt. It just talked about how they wanted more money. Like, all of this for more money.
Okay, so it's just straight up greed.
It's
okay.
Straight up greed. So eventually the sex work in that area or that state was abolished, and that meant mm-hmm. it was illegal, so they had to close down. Mm-hmm. So the sisters, Delfina and Maria, and like all the four sisters, right, they decided to like stop doing it, and then mm-hmm. and then like just go back to hometown. Like, we earned our money. Okay. We're done. Delfina and Maria actually decided to, like, hey, let's continue this shit. They moved to another place, or rather, I think
in their hometown.
I think they moved back to their hometown, and then they began all of this again. But this time, Delfina's son was in on the whole thing. So the son was in charge of, like, the personnel in the brothel. He would be talking to all of the people, right? And in one of the talks, The Delfina's son was at a bar, and it kind of gotten, like, it got rowdy, and apparently Delfina's son was shot and killed during that bar fight. Now,
damn.
Delfina is at this point, she's feeling quite like a mafia, like, you know, like a criminal
boss.
Yeah, criminal boss, like an overlord of the place. And all so she went into rage, and she brought a gun with her to the bar, demanding to know who killed the son. But apparently, like, you know, because
you're
supposed to be low key, you know, and when you're a criminal, you're supposed to be low key.
You're wanted.
Yeah. So this only drew bad attention to Delfina, and like all of these bad rumors were coming in, right? And then everybody was talking bad about the brothel. And soon the police caught whiff of the illegal activity, and they raided the hotel, the brothel. Oh. But during that raid, the sisters and 20 girls escaped.
I hope the girls that, like, don't escape were, like, you know, like the saved, ones that they kidnapped.
Saved, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for 8 months, right? They were in hiding, and during those 8 months, the girls would be starved to a point where they were skin and bones. And actually, some of them died because some of them caught, like, diseases because of the living conditions and stuff, mm-hmm. which is, like, totally very sad. And It wasn't until January 6th of 1964, like more than 30 years, since they started, when the two girls, when the two sisters took the girls to a ranch, where, you know, like, sort of like a back to where it all began, right, type of thing, and cage these girls in a cell. The girls were told that if they tried to run away, they would be killed. And obviously, this was very scary, you know, like, you, like, oh, like shit. All of, like, it feels like you're weak, you know, like, that's awful. Uh-oh. But one of the girls, named Carolina Ortega, escaped. And she immediately went to the authorities, like, good job on this girl. Like, she persevered, she knew what she did, she planned, she did everything that she could. Yeah. Or, you know, the guards were just stupid.
Maybe she got help.
But eventually, like, she escaped. And she went to the authorities. Mm-hmm. She went to the police. And, of course, obviously, the state police raided the ranch. And on that day, the sisters were arrested and thoroughly questioned. But as awful, shitty people, they denied everything.
Of course.
But after further investigation, according to this article that I read, earlier it was 80, and then upon further investigation, it was apparently more than 90 bodies of buried women,
jeez,
charred fetuses, and human bones. Maria and Delfina were sentenced to 40 years in prison, and you know, because there's no, I don't think there's a death sentence in Mexico.
Probably not.
So in so they spent 40 years in prison. And in 1978, Delfina was killed when a construction worker accidentally let a bucket of cement fall on her head. And
are you sure it's an accident?
Are you sure it's an accident? Yes. During the 40 years, apparently, Maria became very religious. She got out of prison because 40 years. And she immediately got married. So I'm assuming she died of old age.
Okay. So, old health, girl.
Yeah, that's okay. How it ends. That's the story of Delfina and Maria, the two sisters who killed more than 80 people.
Thank you for your story. Thank you for reading that mess to us.
Jesus. You know, these people, like, because we are a power duo, obviously, but we would never do that. We would play pranks, but we would never. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we would never resort to that.
We'll pass on, yeah, like, all that jazz. That's too much effort.
Also, it may sound like I'm defending, like I'm very defensive right now, but I can assure you, we would never do things like that.
Oh, no. We're good. I'll pass.
But Jesus, 80 people. 80 people. Actually, I didn't share it in the story, but some of the families actually sold the girls as, you know, like, a way to get money. Because, you know, like, they were just so poor. And so, like,
they need money.
Yeah, they needed money. And, like, these two women, like, come in and then they're like, yeah, we can give you money, but in exchange for the girl. And with that, I just hit my face on the mic. And with that, that is the final, that is the last part of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the stories. Well,
the chaos,
you know, like, I hope you guys are reminded that some people are shitty, like, humans can be shitty. And I hope you will get lessons from those stories about how to not be shitty people. Nins, my question is, what stuck with you? What is something that you are taking away from this episode?
I mean, you already honestly said it. People are shitty. Like, sometimes, like, there's nothing you can do about it. That, like, straight up, people are just shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, no matter, like, it doesn't matter for, like, age and shit, like, you can get murdered and sold and shit, like, at any time and point of your life. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Cherish what you have. Cherish your life. Something like that.
That feels very live, laugh, Live, laugh, love.
What the? Like,
shit. That answer feels very live, laugh, love. Okay.
Damn.
For me, I guess, mm-hmm. You will survive by not being a crybaby. And also, old people can be very creative.
Oh yeah, they can be. They're like super creative.
Like,
I mean, I guess if like you're old, there's nothing more to do in your life. So like, just be creative.
Just saying, they put their energies in the wrong place. You know, but
oh, yeah.
If they put it in art, you know, if they had like an outlet, you know,
sewing,
like,
knitting,
yeah, sewing, like knitting, DIYing, like, yeah, reading a book, like, I feel like it could be used for good, but you know, old people can be very creative.
Life choices, nila.
Yeah, life choices. Fuck around and find out. So with that. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tales Show. You can follow Ninya on all her socials at Nin C. Fernandez. That's NinCFernandez. I'm at The Andrew Tops on everything, and the show's Facebook and Twitter is at Farts Pod. We've got a group on Facebook that you can join. We don't post everything we talk about on the show, and we don't post any scary stuff we may come across. So, yeah, feel free to join if you want to. I mean, it's pretty much dead, but, you know, it's still there. If you've got a scary story you'd like to share, then you can email fartspod@gmail.com or message us on all our socials. Nins, thank you so much for coming onto the show. I know you been very busy lately with your school, with life, and it's always nice that we find time to, you know, do these things together.
Yes,
you're my friend. You can never escape me. We will be recording the next episode.
Not a choice.
Yeah, no choice. Tell us what you think about the show. The stories. What are your thoughts? We would love to know. If you would like to contest any information, feel free. You know.
Yes. What are your takes? We always appreciate.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Let us know. And I guess we will see everybody on the next episode, or hear from. You know, hear from everybody on the next episode. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.